This week's parsha and parsha Vayechi, in the end of the parsha, Yaakov Avinu gives a bracha to each of his children, and each one is a very unique bracha. Some are longer, some are shorter, and the problem is that each one of those brachas is very cryptic. It's very cryptic, not clear what it is saying and what it's referring to. And each one has many pshatim in the Medrash and in the Rishonim and Rashi, what it symbolizes, what detail and what future aspect of the Shevet is it possibly referring to. I want to focus on the bracha that Yaakov Avinu gave to Naphtali, and it's a good example of a very cryptic bracha. So he says, Naphtali, Ayala shlucha. Naphtali is like an ayala, which is a quick and a sure-footed animal, very swift animal. It's like an ayala that's sent on a mission. Ayala shlucha. And he gives beautiful words. He says beautiful words. Okay, very cryptic. Now, what is this talking about? So Rashi says a number of pshatim. He says that the swiftness of the ayala refers to. He says three pshatim actually. One, it could be referring to the land that Naphtali was granted in Eretz Yisrael. It produced its fruit very quickly, and it was very, very rich and sweet fruit. Another pshat is it refers to a time in the future when there was a war with Sisera, and Devera and Barak issued a call to war, and Shev and Naphtali were the ones who answered the call, and they came very swiftly to join that war, and ultimately was why it was successful. And, or, the last one is the most famous story, how Yaakov Avinu, when he was being buried in the Ma'aras HaMachpelah, they needed to prove that Yaakov Avinu owned it. Esav contested his ownership, so they sent Naphtali, who was very swift, to go down to Mitzrayim to retrieve the deed. So that's three pshatim in the swiftness of Ayala. What is it referring to? Either to the land of Naphtali or to a future time of the whole Shevet of Naphtali. They were swift, they were Zaris, they were quick. Or it refers to Naphtali himself, who was quick and Zaris. What does Hanoisin Imre Shafra mean? That he gives beautiful words. So if we're talking about the fruit, Rashi says it means that people will praise Hashem. They'll make brachas on the fruit, after the fruit. If we're talking about the war with Sisera, then it refers to Shiras Dvaira, the Shira that Dvaira said after they won that war. And if we're referring to the fact that he ran to get the deed, it's referring to the deed, which clarified what the halacha was. So, okay, now we know what it is possibly referring to, but we don't really have too much of an understanding of what kind of bracha it is. Like, what exactly are we praising about Naphtali, and what are these two things that he's being blessed with? But there is another medrash, and it's a fascinating medrash because it both sheds light on the nature of Naphtali, whom we know very little about, and also about the essence of his midah of Zrizus, which is so important to understand. The Medrash says that Naphtali would be the one that Yaakov Avinu always sent to get things done. If Yaakov Avinu needed something done, he sent Naphtali. And he was always Zaruz in his mission, which means he did it quickly and efficiently. Zaruz doesn't only mean fast. Zaruz means successfully, efficiently, well. And also, Yaakov Avinu enjoyed his company very much because he spoke sweetly, kindly, gently to Yaakov Avinu. He enjoyed his company, so Medrash says. And therefore, Yaakov Avinu blessed him with both those character traits in serving Hashem. He blessed him with the swiftness of Ayala and the ability to praise with sweet words. He should have the swiftness of Ayala in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he should have the ability to say sweet words. Now, what sweet words are we talking about? The Medrash says, we're referring to their words of Torah. Their words of Torah were mesukim midvash. They were sweeter than honey. Now, when that particular term is used, when we say that Torah is mesukim midvash, someone's Torah is masuk midvash, it means that someone has an ability to explain Torah with such clarity and such ingenuity that when you hear that pshat, you're overcome by the beauty of Torah. Think of a time that you've heard a pshat in a pasuk or in something, and it would like fit like a glove. It was just a beautiful pshat. It was beautiful message, very inspirational. Everything about it was just perfect. And that feeling you get is, wow, that is so sweet, right? It overwhelms you with the beauty and the sweetness of the Torah. That was the bracha that Yaakov Avinu was giving him, Hanaisen Imre Shafar. Now, there's a few beautiful points to this. Number one, it teaches us a very important principle that because Naphtali was so exemplary in his kibud av ha'eim, The fact that he served his father faithfully was Rizus, and the fact that he spoke to his father so kindly and sweetly, he merited to truly achieve the Midah of Zrizus, and he merited a level of clarity and sweetness in Torah. The story that the Chazon Ish used to give Feheres, he would like to test and discuss Torah with Bachrim, or boys. They do it now in Israel too. They would have all the boys come to a gadol to get asked questions on what they're learning. So one Bachra, a high school boy, when he was leaving, he asked the Chazon Ish, how does one become the Chazon Ish? So the Chazon Ish answered him, through Kibud Av V'Em. Interestingly enough, and that's exactly what this medrash seems to be saying, that through his kibud av v'eim is how he was zeicha to such a clarity in Torah. But the two things are actually very connected to each other. We say it in Nishmas as well. We say if ilu finu male whatever, and then we say v'ragleinu kalois kayolois, our feet would be as swift as ayolos, the same animal, right? The swift animal. Ein anachnu mespikim lahaydus l'cha. We wouldn't be able to achieve full praise of you, Hashem. Again, that's kind of funny, right? What does being swift have to do with praising Hashem? Why would being swift help us praise Hashem? So what you need to understand is that the midah of zrizus, the midah of being quick and efficient, is really a very integral part of avodas Hashem, and it's often overlooked, because what it means is that we value the avodas Hashem, we value the Torah or the mitzvahs so much, they're so important to every person, that we don't let anything deter us from accomplishing them. We don't let anything get in the way, doing the mitzvah or learning what needs to be learned. The midas rizus doesn't have to do with speed. It has to do with value. Because Naftali valued his father, Yaakov Avinu, so much, if his father asked him to do something, nothing in the world would stand in his way. Nothing else came first. Nothing else was important. And that's why it got done so quickly. And that's why it got done so efficiently. Because it was so important to him. That's the essence of Jesus. So the midah of valuing his father to that extent was by definition what translated in the way he addressed his father. The value he placed upon his father expressed itself in the way he talked to his father as well, with such sweetness, gentleness, and kindness. And those values are what lead to this beauty of speech and the care he had for his father. So Yaakov Avinu gave a bracha to Naftali that those midas should be utilized in serving Hashem. His rizus means his values, his care, and the importance he placed on kibud av v'eim should be equally applied to all aspects of avodas Hashem, and he should value Torah and mitzvahs the same level of reverence and responsibility that he had shown Yaakov Avinu. And as a result, because he cares so much about the Torah, he'll merit to achieve such clarity in Torah. Because he cares so much about it, he'll see to it to really understand it well, and therefore he will merit the ability to be nice and mishafa, to give such beautiful, sweet words, masig midrash, with such clarity and ingenuity. And that's what we're saying in Nishmas. We're saying, if we would have, even if we would have, the level of Zrizus that's appropriate for serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu, even if we would value the Avodas Hashem to the level that we're supposed to value it, Regleinu Kalos Kayala, so that's so to the point where our feet would be as fast as a Ayala, the fastest animal around, so nothing would deter us, it would be the most important thing to us, still, that level of value and chashivas, even though it would express in our speech, it would express in how we praise Hashem, it still wouldn't come to the level of expression where we're obligated to give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those two things, they work hand in hand. So from Naftali, we can learn the value, number one, of kibud av v'eim, where it brings you to, what it creates within a person, the sense of value, responsibility, and we learn also the value of zrizus, which means truly focusing and understanding and appreciating the value of the Torah and mitzvahs that we're doing, and how that brings a person to truly succeed in understanding Torah and understanding mitzvahs. Have a good night and a wonderful Shabbos.